Odds ratios. Some meta-analysts, effect size people, all kinds of people, have pointed out that using the R-type or D-type effect size computed from a 2x2 table can lead to an underestimate of the population of effect size. In other words, the more the marginal poor populations move away from 50-50, the more it tends to be an underestimate. And some of us study populations or subpopulations that are not half of the population. Some of us study populations that are parts of a percent. And when you plug those values into chi-squares, you get a decent chi-square value, but you tend to get an underestimate of the population correlation and an overestimate of the error. So when you're underestimating the numerator and overestimating the denominator, you're pushing yourself towards misses, type 2 errors. A very workable alternative is the odds ratio. The odds ratio is usually described as the odds of success for treatment members relative to the odds of success for the control. Now, you see the colorful part down there? The proper language for expressing an odds ratio is as likely, not more likely. If I say that something is 2.5 times as likely, I mean, if this is 10%, this is 25. Okay. If I want to say more likely, I would have said a 15% more likely. This would be 10 plus 15 gets us to the 25. Nobody fucking pays attention to that. We did an auditory analysis where we had a cool system that a buddy of mine built that recorded every commercial on the three major networks and 17 cable stations and went looking for more likely and as likely. It just listened for that. In 4 years of data, we found two as's. Everybody says more, everybody's lying their ass off. It should be as likely. Now again, like a lot of other things that we treat you the right stuff in here, you sometimes have to be very careful and very polite when you point out that someone is lying, cheating, and stealing. Remember, they either don't think they're lying, cheating, and stealing, at which point we get into a who's right off, or they're lying and cheating and stealing on purpose, and they probably have a well-practiced defense of why we should do it that way. But it's fucking ass. So what we have here is an analysis of data from a local community college where they were interested in whether there was a relationship between gender. And they had males and females together accounted for 99.6% of the population. This was about 15 years ago. We just weren't properly, we probably weren't properly asking information about gender. And I wouldn't be surprised if the population has shifted in 15 years. So we have boring old male and female because that's the data they gave me. It's pretty easy to follow. And then we had traditional or non-traditional, by which we meant age. Because they were trying to study to whom they should market the community college. All right. So we got males and females, traditional and non-traditional. We're used to working with proportions. We usually work with proportions. For ratio of frequency in the target category to the total. So we would refer to males as 63 out of 288, and females as, I'm sorry, under the traditional, 40 out of 63, and 102 out of 225. Those are proportions. That's what we compare using t-tests and chi-squares. Odds are computed differently. Odds is the frequency in the target category relative to the frequency in the other category. So for males, we're looking at 40 and 23. If you divide 40 by 23, you see that the odds of being traditional are 1.74 higher than of being non-traditional. And then we can calculate that for females. 101 divided by 123. And here's the thing you have to get used to. In most of the metrics that we use, zero's the middle. Right? You got positive and negative. Here, one is the middle. One means equal odds. So an odds ratio of one corresponds to a proportion of 0.5. If it's over one, that means it's more likely that you're in the target group. If it's less than one, that means you're less likely to be in the target group. So now we have odds. And y'all are pretty smart. I'll bet you can guess what an odds ratio is going to be. It's the ratio of the odds. So we have the odds of being traditional for men, the odds of being traditional for women, and that odds ratio is 2.092, which means males are 2.0972 times as likely to be traditional as women. Now, we could have set this up any way we wanted with these two variables. We could talk about the odds ratio of being male or female, traditional or not. You're going to get the same value. This gives us this very nice number. And what this means is that they're going to go target females. Because that was the open market. Worked pretty well, too. We redid this just a few years ago with, I think, 17 different community colleges in New York and California, and I was going to change this because we had multiple categories. We're going to talk about what the different multiple categories are. We had both multiple categories of traditional and non-traditional and multiple categories of both gender and orientation. Nobody would let me have the data. Nobody wanted to have data out there of who was in their schools. Okay. Bastards. Now, one of the cool things about odds ratios is that we have a shortcut formula. We don't have to actually go through and calculate the odds and find the ratio. We can plug it in, and if you look at it, it looks a whole lot like phi. Scaled a little differently. So an odds ratio of 1 means no relationship. Between 0 and 1 means a negative relationship. Between 1 and infinity means a positive relationship. But be careful. I'm sure that someone besides me has told you about being careful whenever you get a percentage. I can lie with percentages. I can really lie with odds ratios. Or be horribly mistaken. You need to be careful when considering odds ratios. Beware interpreting large, impressive-looking odds ratios without checking the odds that are being ratioed. Here we find that there's 4 times as likely to succeed in the treatment group as in the control group. I don't want to be in the treatment group or the control group. Almost everybody fails in both. Seriously? We're going to talk about how this is 4 times more likely to be successful than this? No. The lead to this story is, this sucks. It's infinitely better than that, which totally sucks. One of my favorite statistics like this. Let me see if I have it in here. No. Came out, it was on the radio and the news several years ago. Some good data analyst said, people who feed their children more than 4 hot dogs a week, or children who eat more than 4 hot dogs a week, are 8 times more likely to develop tuberculosis. And you're thinking, no more hot dogs. Right? I ain't going near 4. We're going to go with 0. Maybe 1 at the park. Can't trust those fucking hot dogs. What were the odds that went with those odds ratios? Well, it was basically 8 in 100 million versus 1 in 100 million. Let's go have a hot dog. So beware of really big odds ratios. Very often they mean really small frequencies.